Our guest at the cafe this morning is Neil Clark with the Delta Hope House in Cupar. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, big weekend for you.
It is. It's a big weekend. This is our annual fundraiser weekend, Saturday night, or Saturday evening, I might add, there at the Delta County Civic Center there in downtown Cupar. Mm-hmm. We have our annual fundraiser for the Hope House, which is the food pantry for Delta County.
Right. Big chili and stew supper?
Exactly. We'll be having a chili and stew dinner. We'll start serving it from 4:30 to 6 p.m., and at the same time we're having the chili and stew dinner, we're also having a silent auction from 4:30 to 6, and then following that, at 6:30, we kind of clean up a little bit, and we'll have a real nice auction with donated items from various merchants here, not only in Hopkins County, but Delta County and Lamar County. So it's and that'll go from 6:30 until we sell everything.
Do you have a real auctioneer?
We do. We have an auctioneer coming in to do that.
That's fun.
We'll have fun doing that. And we've got lots of door prizes, and the price of admission to get your chili or stew dinner is $5, and that includes your chili and your stew, as well as a dessert and a drink. So, now, good evening.
Now, what kind of chili and stew do you have?
Well, we've got, right now, there's about 9 churches are making various stews and chili, and so I think we've got everything from a chicken stew to beef stew, and then we've got, I think, various shades of heat in chili here coming up. So I think we're have a little competition, because each roaster of stew will be labeled from which church it came from, and so we'll have a little impromptu who has the best chili and stew to be served.
That's kind of competitive there. Where do you stand on beans or no beans in chili?
Well, we kind of leave that to the church, you know. I mean, you know, we have purists out there that just want it pure, straight, no beans. Then we've got some. So we kind of leave it to each. And it's not only churches. We also have some individuals, you know, volunteering the chili or the stew. And we kind of leave it up to them to come up with their best made recipe. I promise you, everything gets eaten up.
I'll bet.
It's all cleaned up.
I'll bet. Well, there's some strong opinions on chili and stew in this part of the country. So this is your major annual fundraiser. You do have other sources of revenue.
Yes, we do. You know, I mean, you know, we have donations during the year. And because we come out of the Northeast Texas Food Bank, you know, the community, specifically the churches of Delta County, really support us, as well as individuals. So, but even having the support from the community, you still always want to do a little bit more. And with our fundraiser, because we're an all-volunteer organization, every dollar we raise is a dollar that we can buy food with. And what we're fighting is food insecurity. Mm-hmm. And food insecurity is a real issue, you know, obviously, in Northeast Texas. You know, statistics tell you that, you know, 1 in 5 children face food insecurity when they go to bed at night. You know, we currently are serving about 225 families in Delta County. We know there's a lot more than that out there. And so when we have a fundraiser, not only is it helping us raise funds, it also raises awareness of what food insecurity is and what we can do for our communities. Because facing food insecurity, and a little bit we do at the Delta Hope House, is it allows some people not to make that tough decision. I need a tank of gas to go to work. I need to get this prescription. I have an electric bill that I just need a little bit more on to pay. So giving them as a food pantry allows those individuals to sit there and not have to make some of those really hard decisions.
We're talking with Neil Clark with the Delta Hope House in Cupar. You mentioned volunteers. What do your volunteers do?
Well, we have we run the Delta Hope House like a small grocery store, in essence. And as a small grocery store, you know, we have people in charge of distribution. We have people in charge of operations, which sits there and validates those individuals that can come in and shop at the grocery store. And then we're also tied in with the Red River Valley RSVP program, which is the Retired Seniors Volunteer Program, which all of our volunteers that are over the age of 55 are members of that organization. It's just not Food Pantry. It's also Habitat for the Humanity and other volunteer organizations. So we run it like a small grocery store. You qualify. It's not based on your assets. It's based on your income. And we not only do that, we run a commodities program for seniors. And we also, the SNAP program, which used to be the former food stamps, is signed up through our Hope House, too. So so we've got to run it from A to Z, and really, like I said, fighting food insecurity.
We're going to run out of time here pretty quickly, but are the needs and circumstances that you all deal with in a rural area different than they would be in a large city?
Yes, they are. You know, we really have to work hard for our donations. We don't have a Walmart or a Kmart or a Target or something like that, a big corporate sponsor located in this part of Northeast Texas. And so we really work hard and rely on those donations. You know, big cities obviously have a larger proportion probably of needy and homeless. We don't quite see the homeless populations that we have, but we still have those that, you know, face food insecurity.
So it's the Delta Hope House Chili and Stew Supper starting at 4:30 Saturday at the Delta County Community Center, downtown Cook.
That's right, just off the square, and we'll look for everybody to be there at 4:30. Well, hopefully, they've said by 2 or 3 o'clock, the rain will be gone, the sun will be shining, and we're looking for a wonderful evening.
Okay, great. Neil, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. Kid.
Thank you.
Neil Clark with the Delta Hope House. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.